This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English We Speak from
bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak. I'm Feifei and joining me is Harry.
Hello there. And the expression we're going to look at in this programme is mind-blowing, or to blow your mind.
To blow your mind. We'll look at what it means and when you can use it. So anyway, Harry, I've heard you really like travelling.
Me? Yeah, I love travelling. To be free, yeah, I've travelled.
Where have you been?
All over. Europe, Southeast Asia, North Africa, Central America.
So, which was the best trip?
Hard to say. They were all great in their own way, but I think my trip to Cambodia really stands out.
Why's that?
Well, it's got scenery, beaches, nice food and all that stuff. But the temples at Angkor Wat, well, they just blew my mind.
They blew your mind?
Yeah, it's an amazing place. It's got incredible statues, roads, waterways, all abandoned in the forest. Truly mind-blowing.
But what does it mean, mind-blowing? It blew your mind.
Oh, right. Well, when something is so incredible, so surprising, that we stop and wonder about how amazing it is, we can say it's mind-blowing, or that it blew our minds, as though our brains have broken down because they're so overwhelmed.
I see. So what else can be mind-blowing?
Anything amazing. A painting, a film, a story.
And what about nature? The ocean, the planets, the insect world?
Yes, the unexplored ocean depth, the size of the other planets, the huge number and variety of insects. Those things are all totally mind-blowing if you stop and think about them.
Here are some more examples.
The latest tablet computer has an incredible camera and loads of other mind-blowing features.
One of the most mind-blowing things about the universe is the distance between the planets.
The battle scenes in the film were amazing. They just blew my mind.
So, to finish off, I thought I'd give you a mind-blowing fact about space and the universe. Something that will really blow your mind.
OK, let's hear it.
Did you know that every hour the universe expands by a billion miles in all directions?
It gets bigger by 1 billion miles in all directions? That is mind-blowing.
I know, just mind-blowing.
Well, I've got a very different one for you about insects. Cockroaches.
Cockroaches? Yuck! What is it?
Well, cockroaches can live for several weeks without their heads.
They can live without their heads. Well, that's just blown my mind. Join us again for more mind-blowing English on The English We Speak.
Bye.
Bye.
The English We Speak.
From bbclearningenglish.com.